Anyway, that voice is Mike Soroy.
Hi.
He'll be here today. We have a sponsor for this segment.
Canton Hall and Von Lane.
And Danny has, like, been dying to present this.
Oh, yeah. I'm dying for you guys to hear it. I don't know how excited I am to present it. So the ridiculous band that I play in had the rare out-of-town Sunday night gig this past week, and we played in Austin at this venue called Empire Control Room, which is right there off of 5th or 7th and Red River, whatever, but right next to Stubbs. So the venue itself, there's no real good place to exit. There's no real dressing room, and we all wear suits.
And yeah, your band, everybody is in a suit.
Yeah. The three-piece black,
white
shirt.
Is that a whipping, or do you like it?
No, it's
fine. You guys look amazing, but
it's down now to I don't even think about it.
Really?
I'm like the guy that wears a suit to work every day.
Okay.
It's not a beating anymore. It's just like putting on a pair of shorts. Super simple. But after the show, I needed to drive back. So we got done at around 9 o'clock. And you know how Austin is. It's insane, especially that downtown area. So just negotiating, loading out, getting the gear in the car, and getting on the road, because I could have stayed the night, but do you want to try to risk getting back to Dallas no matter what time you leave in the morning in Austin?
No.
Say you leave at 7. You still might be 5 hours out, depending on what you're dealing with on 35.
That would have meant you would have spent the night and gone out that night, too, and the next morning would have been tough.
Yeah, and then having to come straight in here and go to work.
Right.
So, opted just to drive back that night.
Am I seeing how responsible he is?
Here you guys really are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked.
Thank you.
Weird.
Thank you.
What's going on?
What?
So, rather than trying to find a place to change into civilian clothes, I'm like, let's just hop in the car. We'll get north. We'll find a Starbucks or a Buc-ee's or something. Find a good restroom to go in and change. So we get a little bit out of town, and there's this big truck stop called, I think it's called the Flying J.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
I mean, you've got like 100 pumps, tons of restrooms. It's just a big, giant place. Not quite the size of Buc-ee's. So anyway, I roll in that place with my suit and my suitcase that has jeans and a flannel and some boots or whatever. And I'm like, I'm just going to go in the handicap stall and change. All right? Plenty of room.
Yeah.
Can hang up your stuff.
Nice restroom that you went in?
It was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been cleaned during the Clinton administration, but who cares? So I roll in, and it's the handicap stall, the far end, and I realize as I walk past to get to the handicap stall, there are feet sticking out from underneath the stall next to me, facing me, like pointing out, not like the back of someone's feet, the front. We know what they're doing.
Okay, facing forward away from the toilet, not facing the dividing wall between you, because that's a whole bigger issue.
That's a huge issue.
No,
I was not facing that issue.
Okay, like he's side-sitting.
No. He's standing, Corby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I go in, commence to set up the suitcase, get everything open, and I'm in there probably a good 8 to 10 minutes. Just
it takes time
because you don't want to, like, you don't want anything touching the ground. You've got to be very
meticulous
about how you're hanging stuff up. And I'm going from one entire outfit basically,
and this isn't corona thing, this is just
it's just pee
life
and
yes
life that's all over the floor.
Is there anything more clutch than the one hook that's in like every bathroom?
It was quite helpful in this sense. So while I'm in there doing my thing, changing an entire outfit save underwear and socks. Yeah, it's like I said, 8 to 10 minutes in there. The person that's next to me, I don't know how long they'd been in there prior, and I don't know how long they remained in there after I left. But I can tell you this. The sound, the smells, the force, and the fury of what emitted from that little 3x4 room that I was just a half inch of particle board and metal away from was unbelievable.
Were you laughing?
Or the look up, like you're doing your sock and then you hear something like through the look up, like,
oh, yeah.
Is that real?
All right.
Yeah. After probably the fourth penetration of the sound barrier.
Right.
Of sheer rectal force, I did, under my breath, go, wow. And I'm, at this point, just, it's horrible. I'm trying to get dressed. I want to get out of there. And about probably about a minute before I wrap up and get everything packed and the suit on a hanger and I'm fully dressed, the door opens up and I hear a woman's voice go, "Tommy, are you still in there?" And I hear the voice of what had to have been a 9-year-old boy say, "Yeah, I'll be out in a minute, Mom."
It was a boy?
It was a little kid.
Oh.
And it sounded like
a
Norm.
Grandpa.
Yes, it sounded like my grandpa. Remember the song, Red Bag? "Grandpa, what did you have for dinner?"
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it brought me back to, was staying at my grandparents'
house. Oh, the poor little guy.
Well, hold, if you're not sure on the age, right?
He was
maybe
young.
Could have been 14 or 15.
No, voice hadn't cracked yet.
Wow.
Voice had not dropped
Which is
yet.
Always dicey, too. The guy probably didn't have his dad with him. It was his mom. And
yeah.
So she's worried that something's going on in
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
you're looking at 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In a horrible bathroom.
Yeah. And she just saw this guy
walking in with a suitcase
right.
full of chloroform.
One of the reservoir dogs just walked in.
Like, I've got a silencer and a freaking pistol just murdering children.
Contract on Tommy.
Yeah. Wow. It was a little boy.
It was a little
Man,
boy.
That's the thing, is that kids, they have no whatever. They don't care, you know? Most don't. They'll go wherever. But don't you guys both draw the line? Like, I mean, if you got to go, you got to go. I get it. But, man, I can't go in there in, like,
what, truck stop? Or?
Yeah, bad truck stop.
You can't do evil bathroom in a truck stop?
I don't think so.
That's probably you're always okay with all this.
I yeah. am, but I draw the line.
At the truck stop?
I would rather go to, like, a Subway.
Well, okay. Yeah.
There's no difference. None.
It's just a hole in the ground.
Right.
Yeah, truckers eat subs, too. That's a good point. my line is probably lower than most. Like, we're all just getting through this weird, disgusting world together, and everything's awful anyway.
And look, if you're at a Flying J's, you know, south of Temple, Texas, no one's gonna know, care, remember, think about you, but I'm still thinking about that 10-year-old boy.
No doubt.
Just unleashed Satan's nightmare.
Tommy, if you're out there,
and there,
888-787.
And there is that fine line, age-wise,
yeah,
because we just passed it where you don't let your child go into a foreign bathroom like that.
Not alone.
Alone. And
what
so,
is that
and
age?
So if the, well,
10?
Not without a rubber.
Dude, I think it is like... What?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I don't know.
I think it is gloves. Like,
yeah,
9
gloves.
Or 10. You're not supposed to do that. And so what happens is if the dad's not there, like this kid...
Yep.
You take them into the women's.
Okay, and then
yeah,
where's the window
that age,
there?
They're too big to want to go into the women's room.
Yes, they're embarrassed. They don't want to do that. And so, but imagine Tommy in the women's room doing that.
Yeah, with Opal and Margaret on
right,
either side of him,
right.
just dealing with
Ooh,
that unleashment.
Right. Alan, is that you?
No.
What about the dad who has the daughter and has to bring the daughter into
Same
the
thing.
Men's room?
You see it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
But like five or under... It
doesn't
fine,
matter,
but
right.
then there's got to be a window, maybe 8, 9. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a girl 8 or 9 years old.
Dude,
in there.
I mean, our guy's 10, our little guy's 10, and he'll go in there with his older brother into foreign bathroom, and we feel okay about that, you know. But I mean, those places are weird.
So why we need the bench we talked about, and why it doesn't suck.
That's true.
Just like the one we're getting on the fourth floor here.
That's true.
The bench.
The dual seater. Yeah, you missed it.
The love toilet?
Pretty much the love toilet.
Right.
All right, well, Danny, I'm glad you survived, buddy.
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about Tommy.
I'm guessing he survived.
All right.
It'll get worse, Tommy,
before it gets better. Oh, boy, will it ever. Let's get into the program and start with a little bit of NFL and Cowboys.